Brent Bolte, head coach of the Beavers, with us here on our Paul Bunting Communications postgame show. Weird game, Brent. A lot of turnovers led to a bunch of points early for them, and all of a sudden you blink your eyes and you're back into a lead, and they just made a couple of plays.
Yeah, I mean, part of the case for battling back, to be honest with you, we certainly gave a good football team a lot of opportunities. And sometimes, I'll be quite honest, the better team doesn't win. I felt like we were the better team, and we just made too many mistakes. So talked about it at Beaver Pride. I talked to our guys before the game. This is the team that can limit mistakes usually wins, and we just gave up way too many.
Well, you fought back in the second half, obviously, down by 17, thinking, oh, geez, I mean, this is a good football team you're facing. But you guys can strike quick, and strike quick you did.
Yeah, I mean, we certainly have a potent offense. We have a good offense. When we get some other guys back, I think we'll even be better. But end of the day, guys, I mean, we played pretty darn well defensively, which was a little bit of a question mark early just with a lot of young players. But give Coach McClinn a lot of credit. I mean, we really gave up two drives. Unfortunately, the one at the end where had opportunities galore to seal it up. But give Mankato credit. They found a way to get in the end zone when it counted.
I don't know if you saw the 4th and 18 conversion. You guys are in prevent as prevent can get, and somehow they still found an opening.
Yeah, they did. The kid fired one in there and hit it over the middle in a soft spot in the zone, unfortunately. And wish we could have had that one back. We probably brought some pressure, did some different things. And then, obviously, I thought the last play where they scored that we had the ball. I have to see that on the film. But the kid did a good job for Mankato. I think just ripped it away from our guy in the end zone. And you think about it, he threw it right to us on out route. We dropped the interception on that drive as well. So they took advantage of opportunities, and unfortunately we just came up a little bit short.
Well, and it was a pretty spectacular play in the end zone when you see it on film. It looked like he was trying to bat the ball down, and he batted it right into his own arms, it looked like. And that's a tough way to lose a football game. I mean, obviously he had a chance to come back, but, I mean, still that's difficult. It's because you guys did. I thought we're the better football team, and defense was the question, and your defense really stood up and played well, but turnovers come back to haunt you in the end.
Oh, certainly. I mean, guys, we fumbled the opening punt. We gave up two
a
pick 70 six.
70-yard fumble recovery and a pick six.
Yeah, and don't forget that
21
we had
points.
Yeah,
and in the blink of an eye.
And I thought our defense did a good job responding. And guys, we will be a good football team. We just got to take care of the ball a little bit better. We got to work on our special teams. Max in the second half was pretty good with his kicking and punting. Helped us out a little bit in that capacity, but yeah, it is too bad that we couldn't make a play when it counted there at the end. But it really wasn't about the last drive. It was probably about the first 30 minutes, particularly in the second quarter, where we just gave up some cheap points, and they took advantage of some opportunities they had.
Do you know the extent of the injury to Bernard Molio?
I think he was just cramping, to be honest with you.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, I guess. There's a lot of stuff going on at the end, so I think he'll be fine.
We'll see you next week in Sioux Falls, Coach.
All right, thanks, guys.
Brent Bolte, head coach of the Beavers here on our Paul Bunting Communications postgame show.